Welcome to day 14 of 21 Days of Prayer at Laurentian Wesleyan Church. We're so glad that you've joined us today. Today we're looking at the Ark of the Covenant as we have been using the tabernacle as a model to help us grow in our practice of prayer. And the Ark of the Covenant can help us understand the importance of intercession. Intercession just means to intercede or pray on behalf of others. When we would pray for others, we would be interceding for them. Although intercede implies real purpose. You know, sometimes we pray for people just passively. And to me, when we use that word intercession, boy, we spent some time lifting them up to the Lord. The final place in the tabernacle was the Holy of Holies, where God's presence dwelled. There, the priest interceded by praying on behalf of the people of God. In the same way, we intercede on behalf of those around us. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 4 says this, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." We can make a difference when we spend time praying for others. We want to pray for those that are around us and who we interact with and who we connect with. And so we want to pray for those in authority, in our church, in our government, our family and workplace. We pray for our family, both our immediate and our extended family members. We pray for our church. I know I appreciate your prayers for me so much. We pray for other leaders in our church, both locally and beyond. Pray for our missionaries. We pray for our community, people that are in leadership and serving us in our city, in our province, in our nation, and in our world. And we pray for our relationships, friends, co-workers, acquaintances. We can lift these people up to God in prayer. Thank you, God, for creating a way through Jesus for me to have your presence wherever I go. I want to specifically ask you to watch over those in authority over me, my spiritual leaders, the leaders of our government, the leaders in my family, and my employers. I ask that you give them wisdom and grace. Watch over and protect them. Help them to know and love you more. I ask you, God, to be present with my family, bless them, and keep them from harm. For those in my family who don't know you, I ask that you meet them where they are and guide their hearts towards you. I ask that you watch over my church. Give wisdom to the leaders there. Bless and give wisdom to our missionaries serving around the world. I pray that you will bring the lost into our church and that they will have a positive experience and come to know you, however they are connected to our church. Keep our vision rooted in who you are and moving towards your goals. I ask you to watch over my city, my nation, and our world. Bring peace and help us all take steps towards you. I pray for anyone who comes across my path to see your light in me. I lift up my friends, neighbors, and co-workers. I thank you for them and pray for them. Pray for your blessing over them. Lastly, God, I ask you to provide for my needs. I know that you sustain me and that you care for me. I lay my cares at your feet. Thank you for loving me, choosing me, and calling me yours. I pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today, And as always, you can catch up on other episodes that perhaps you've missed at laurentianchurch.com/prayer and download our free guide there. And thank you again for joining us, and God's blessing on your day.